Good evening. I'd like to call this regular meeting on the McDonough Local Board of Education to order at 7:09 p.m. May we have the roll call?
Mr. Capizello?
Here.
Mr. Hannon?
Here.
Mrs. Higgins?
Here.
Mr. Saginaw?
Here.
Mrs. Place?
Here.
Five board members present.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our first item of business is to approve the agenda for this regular meeting. Had an opportunity to review a draft of that agenda. Are there any additions, deletions, corrections? Hearing none, then we would entertain a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizello and seconded by Mrs. Place. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Place?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saginaw?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item of business is approval of the minutes from the regular meeting of July 17th, 2019. We've had an opportunity to review a draft of those minutes. Are there any additions, deletions, corrections? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion to approve those minutes as presented.
So moved.
You have a second?
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizello and seconded by Mr. Hannon. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Place?
Abstain.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saginaw?
Yes.
Four yes votes, one abstention.
Motion carries. We will not be going into executive session tonight. So we move on to recognition of visitors. We'll first start with Mr. Hart.
Thank you. A few things I want to pass on to you. One, I don't know if I did this last year, but this is the guidance office, all the information and who's taking care of McDonald's. Who's taking care of McDonald's?
Thank you.
Tanya. And she's a very nice lady. I've known her. She was just starting there when I was on my way out.
Thank you.
Who else is at the guidance office there? It's pretty neat the way they have this set up. The next thing I want to pass on to you is I'm assuming, Kevin, that this the compliance with our food service up at the elementary school under Senate Bill 210. Our school does the same thing. And I just want to pass on to you what ours has done as of last year. Thank you. And a few points I want to bring out is one is that we give 366 free lunches, 88 reduced lunches, as a base enrollment of 936 kids. That estimates around 48.5% of our student body. Our annual food for breakfast is a buck and a half. For lunch is $2.85. And that's the same this school year. That has not changed, I can tell you that. But I just thought you guys would like to see that information. The other thing is that we have a program up there that you guys have here, Casual Fridays, I think it is, right? You know, and I don't know what you pay to wear jeans or whatever, however you do it. I don't know what that cost is. Well, we have the same thing up there at TCTC, but they're going to do something a little different. They're going to take it upon themselves to make a wish for a student who's from Middle Ridge, and what they're going to do for him. He has a Batten's disease, and that's a rare disease. Mutants results in the body, retains the fat, doesn't eliminate it, and the board just blows up, I guess, like that. He's, I can't remember don't think is the age here. He's 12 years old. His wish is to go to Disney World. It's going to cost between $8,000 to $10,000 to do that. What they're going to do with their casual Friday, they're still going to do it, but instead of the school taking that money, they're going to give it towards this fund. They're going to generate the funds and give it that way. The students and the teachers and the staff and everything can still have that casual Friday, but that money is going to go through there. So any way they can generate money, the clubs up there are going to have fundraisers and everything. I'm going to pass some information about the board. And what they're going to do is they're going to start this year, and they're going to do it every year, hopefully, as long as they can. And they're going to pick a person from the 20 school districts in Trumbull County. This year, they just happened to pick one, and the administration picks them. The staff and the students had no say-so in it. They picked them, and any way they can generate money. So it's just something that you people could look at maybe down the road to help somebody in that kind of area. So that's what they're doing there. The other thing I'm going to show you is that the programs this year, all the enrollment programs,
thank you,
and all the ones that are closed are in yellow. The numbers are the level one, which is juniors, level two, seniors. How many there are all together. And then this is the enrollment as of August 8th. Oops, I just want to give you mine. How ours is. Ours is around basically a chain. We have 28 this year. Juniors going up there. And what the rest of this, the schools are doing, as you can see, there's 994 kids estimated they're going to start at school. We started up there on Monday and started up there already. And they have a week to determine whether they want to stay there or not. You know, to determine that. Any questions? Anybody? Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Do we have anything else for audience participation? Hearing none, we move to old business. Any old business before the board? Hearing none, we move to new business. We'll start with the Finance Committee, Mr. Capozzello, chairman, or chairperson, excuse me.
Nothing new at this time.
Though. Okay. Move to the Treasurer's Financial Report of July 2019, consisting of the check register, the financial summary, and the bank reconciliation. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzello and seconded by Mrs. Clace. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Seigenich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item of business is a resolution to approve the following donations sponsoring golf holes in the July 2019 golf outing, which is deposited in the golf account 200-9088. $100 donation from Rossler Transmission. $100 donation from Steve and Amber. Is that Kachemba?
Yeah.
Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzello and seconded by Mrs. Clace. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Seigenich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the donation of $500 from Winter Tramaco Company LPA for the purchase of volleyball warm-ups deposited in the volleyball account 309971. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzello and seconded by Mrs. Clace. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzolo?
Yes.
Mrs. Place?
Yes.
Mr. Sakinich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the following donations for cheerleading sponsorships deposited in the cheerleading account 309972. $100 from Bright Beginnings Learning Center LLC, $100 from JHN Construction, $75 from Backdraft Apparel, $100 from Hannan and Associates Financial, $100 from Jones and Associates, $100 from Inspired Dance Center, $100 from Varen Cholera, $100 from Allstate Peggy Gum, and $100 from AEY Electric. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Capozzolo and seconded by Mrs. Place. Any discussion upon the motion?
Mr. President, if I could, we will make sure that we send out a thank you note to August with all these donations to the athletic department. So I'll be working with our new AD to see if we can get those thank you notes sent out to August.
That'd be great. Anything else? Hearing none, let's vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzolo?
Yes.
Mrs. Place?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Sakinich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the award of $500 from the Cafaro Foundation for the purchase of iPads and accessories for Tammy Morrison's second grade classroom deposited into the 007-9996 fund. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzolo and seconded by Mrs. Clayson. Any discussion upon the motion? Any background on this?
Mrs. Morrison, do you want to give a little background on the grant? I don't want to put you on the spot, but you probably know. Yeah.
Well, I wrote a large grant in the spring that I got, and then I was just looking around for other grants, and the Cafaro Foundation's website said to send an email if you had a grant idea, so I did. And they responded the next day and said, can you be more elaborate, please? So I sent them a proposal, and about a month later, a check was sent for $500. I spoke with them the other day, and rather going for iPads, I'm maximizing it, getting 7 Amazon Kindle Fires with cases and a charging station.
That's fabulous. We really appreciate your hard work.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzolo?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Sakinich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. The next item is a resolution to approve the attached rates related to McDonald 2019 football games. That's for junior high, junior varsity, and varsity for all workers, and that is set forth in Exhibit A attached to this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzolo and seconded by Mrs. Clace. Any discussion upon the motion?
Nothing new here. It was just something that's never been brought to the board before. These were the going rates that we had, but I think it was actually Mr. Rigatelli who asked if we could bring this to the board and make sure we just put it on the agenda. So.
Great.
Very good.
Yep.
That's a good idea. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzolo?
Yes.
Mrs. Place?
Yes.
Mr. Sakinich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the attached rates related to McDonald 2019 volleyball games for junior high, junior varsity, and varsity for all workers. And a copy of those rates are attached as Exhibit B to this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzolo and seconded by Mrs. Clayce. Any discussion upon the motion? I assume this is just the volleyball analog.
Correct.
Of what we just
and
approved.
And we've copied these off of a couple other local schools since obviously we didn't have anything going into this year. So.
Okay. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzolo?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Sakinich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the HVAC maintenance agreement with Gardner for McDonald High School and Roosevelt Elementary Schools, specifically for the trained chillers. Agreement is for 3 years. That's August 1st, 2019 through July 31st, 2022, at a cost of $7,898 annually, payable annually. Copy of that contract is attached as Exhibit C to this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capazello and seconded by Mrs. Clayce. Is any discussion upon the motion?
I will say that the value of the contract has increased a little bit, $230 increase each year, just because of standard of living increases for their technicians. That was the only big change. Services are the same.
Okay. Let's vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capazello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. We next move to the Personnel Committee. Jody Clayce, chairperson.
No report this evening.
Okay. Then we'll move on to business. First item is a resolution to hire the following personnel on a one-year limited contract as Roosevelt Elementary tutors, pending certification and BCI, FBI background checks. The 2019-2020 school year, position will be at a rate of $17 per hour, not to exceed 28.75 hours per week. It's for Katie Bodner and Rachel Trickett. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayce, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Capazello?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to hire Lori Chepke on a one-year limited contract as a Roosevelt Elementary tutor, pending certification and BCII FBI background checks. For the 2019-2020 school year, position will be at the rate of $12 per hour, not to exceed 28.75 hours per week. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayce, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion?
Yes. I just have a question for Mr. O'Connell. I mean, I have some hesitancy here, but what I would like to know is, in regards to professional development and daily supervision, are there plans? What is the...
We will definitely put in some study, because obviously she has a different role than the two individuals we hired before, because they are licensed teachers. So her coming in as more of that tutor role, which also explains the difference in the pay for the two positions. So I will work with Mr. Jones to make sure that we continue to work with the professional development on that side, so that she's going to be able to handle that role and to get better every day at what she's doing with the small group that she is working with on a daily basis.
Okay.
This position, I know it says up to the 28.5. This is going to roll back slightly this year due to title cuts for us, as well as other work issues with Mrs. Chepke. So it'll be approximately 15 hours a week is where we'll sit with this position.
Okay, thank you.
Any additional discussion? Hearing that.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I would like to see in the future certified teachers being hired for those positions.
There was no application. We didn't post for it because it was already there.
You should have posted.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Capazello?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to hire the following personnel on one-year supplemental contract for the 2019-2020 school year, pending certification and BCI, FBI background checks. Salary will be as per the negotiated agreement. That is John Anthony as the Elementary Music Program Advisor, Barbara Conkey as Assistant Athletic Director, Jeanette Dimitrovich as the Volunteer Tennis Assistant, and William Ift as Head Baseball Coach. Upon the recommendation of the District Superintendent, call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayce, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capazello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to hire the following personnel on one-year limited contract for the 2019-2020 school year, pending certification and BCI, FBI background checks. That's for Barbara Conkey as Substitute Cook, Substitute Secretary, and Pamela Srock as Substitute Custodian, Substitute Domestic. Upon the recommendation of the District Superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayce, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yep.
Mrs.
Yes. Sorry.
like, Mrs. Higgins.
Yes.
Mr. Hannon.
Yes.
Mr. Saganin.
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello.
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Move to the Program and Policy Committee. Mrs. Higgins, chairperson.
Nothing to report.
Okay. Then we'll move on to business, which is a resolution authorizing the Donna Local School District to attend the 2019 OSBA Capital Conference on November 10th, 11th, and 12th, 2019 in Columbus, Ohio. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins, seconded by Mr. Hannon. Any discussion upon the motion?
I can just say, if anybody's interested in going, please let us know. We're going to turn in some registration at the end of this week.
Yes.
Let us know.
Deadline is here.
That was fast.
Yeah.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. We move to the Buildings and Grounds Committee. Mr. Hannon, chairperson.
We have about 5 or 6 items that Kevin's going to put in his report. I'm
going to
go twice.
Very good. Then we'll move to the Treasurer's Report.
The only thing I wanted to bring up was an update from our Ohio Bureau of Workers' Comp grant for $40,000. It was received, and if you recall, it's for additional security cameras at the elementary school. So work has been started. I think that you said they were in there all last week?
Yep, and they should be. I talked to the gentleman today. They should be done by the end of this week. So they're finalizing some outdoor cameras, and but that next thing then the programmers will be in next week to get the monitor set up into the office and make sure everything's working through the software. So, yep, but the cameras, it's going to be it was a much easier project than this building because obviously a lot of straight hallways at the elementary school compared to here at the high school. So it was a much quicker installation. Should be done by Friday.
Fabulous.
Yep.
That's great.
Yeah,
thank
the
you.
Total project cost about
57.
$40,000 was paid for by the grant, so.
Great. Excellent. Thank you.
That's a big thing. He's got the list.
Yeah. Okay, then we'll move to the superintendent's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a couple of quick things to start before we get into the buildings and grounds. Obviously, today was our first day back with students. Everything went very, very well today. A lot of changes to the district. The playground at the elementary school is still a work in progress, but a lot of great work done on that, which I'll get into. The traffic changes, I think, went relatively well today. The new parking situation where we are going one way in from 6th Street, no entrance in on 7th Street. So I think our residents were very cooperative with that today. I only had a couple people look at me a little threatening, but that's okay. It's a good thing for the students. It increases the safety up in that parking lot. So just wanted to thank the teachers, the students, and the administration for a great first day. I know we got a long way to go, but we got up to a great start. So. From the athletic side, too, there's a lot going on right now. I know we feel like we just started the year, but you know, football, we have our second scrimmage this week down at Southern Local. Tennis has already started their season, and Poland was in town tonight playing down at the courts. Cross country starts this Saturday. Volleyball, school history made last Saturday with our first volleyball match ever played here at McDonald, which was also a win. Saturday, so that was a lot of fun, and I want to congratulate all those kids for, you know, taking the challenge of doing something new where these other programs have been playing for 4, 5, 6 years. These girls have, and our girls have stepped right in and done an amazing job. So I want to thank the coaches that are doing a tremendous job with those kids. So thank you. You're here today, so I didn't want to forget you. Golf, they just came back from another match today. Last week, set the new school record. It was set by the golf team, which is amazing when you figure two out of the top four were a freshman and a sophomore who were involved in setting that school record. So a lot of great things going on there. And from that side, I hope you saw the Tribune too. I know I sent out a little blurb to you guys about the golf team did their father-son golf outing, which we saw some of the donations. And Coach Vukovic and the kids decided to donate $1,500 to Akron Children's Hospital through the money that was raised. So that was a tremendous donation from them, so we're proud of those guys. On the buildings and grounds side right now, the elevator project is still moving forward as far as getting all the numbers involved in that. They had a contractors meeting here yesterday. That would give a pre-bid meeting so they could come in and see the location and ask any specific questions. So there's about 6 contractors, I think, that came in yesterday to meet with the engineer, and the bids would be due next week. So shortly, I'll be able to bring back some actual factual information so we can decide where to move with that project. But I believe the 28th is the day the bids are due, which is next Wednesday. So I'll have more information very soon on that. The roof above the gym, the construction on that roof should have been completed today. That's a more difficult project for me to check on because I don't like climbing on the roof and going over to the other side and dropping down. But that should be completed by the end of this week as well. Boak & Sons was coming to do the actual put the roof on, and then we'll work on underneath where the old entrance to the gym is, getting that ceiling fixed for the last phase. So that project is moving forward. LED lights. As you can see in here, and we didn't do it purposely, there are a few bulbs we're still missing, but if you look at the far light here, we left a couple of those bulbs in for right now. You can see the yellow compared to the white. And when you look at some of the classrooms right now, I know it's been a big adjustment, but I think relatively good. High school teachers like the change? Yeah? Okay. It's been pretty, I think it looks good in the classrooms. It's probably a little brighter than we're used to. But on top of it, we're looking at a $30,000 a year savings for this building alone. So work on the gym, I think, has begun tonight as we speak. They're down in the gym. There's a week with no volleyball games at home. So they're down there right now converting the gym over to the LEDs as well. We already went over the Roosevelt security cameras. The last thing that I wanted to bring up to you, if I can have you guys pass one of these down, is the Roosevelt playground. We had talked a couple times about all the drainage issues that we were having in there, where literally the mulch was just completely drained out of that playground over the last couple of years, to where when the health department came in last year, they mentioned that we needed new mulch for safety on the playground. So Paul Wolford has worked tirelessly with us trying to come up with plans and options on how to fix the playground. So right now, the first step for us was to repair the drainage that was underneath the mulch bed. So we actually did dig that up. All the pipe that was underneath there was perforated drain pipe. It was all either collapsed or it had just become filled with debris over the 16-year period. So that drain, all the new lines were put into there, 60 ton of mulch dropped into that playground. And over the last week and that big storm that happened on Sunday, no issues on the playground. It was amazing. The mulch all stayed where it needed to be. So that was, we were all holding our breath to make sure, but the last thing we wanted to see was our new mulch going down the drain. But there's several other steps to that project. The retaining wall that sits on the back playground area of Roosevelt is actually starting to collapse in. I'm not sure if you guys have seen it when you go back there. I'd say the bottom part of that wall has about 30% lean or more to it right now. The drainage situation with that, there's three layers to the retaining wall. The all drain onto the bottom layer, and there's only one outlet for that, which actually sits in the corner of the retaining wall in the building. And there's nowhere for that water to go. There's no drains in that area, and actually then there's a higher level of ground, so that water just sits there, as well as it sits on the side of the building where, I mean, it's been period. I don't think a kid's ever been able to play in that area just because it's just too wet. And it's very hard to actually even mow for our custodians, even in a dry summer. So part of the project that we're working on right now would be to add drains over near the building to remove the retaining wall and instead use dirt to basically change the slope of the land and slope everything away from the building and into some new catch basins that will tie into the existing ones that we have there now. The cost of this project will be significantly less than building a new retaining wall. If we look to build a new retaining wall, the engineers have estimated six figures, and their easiest guess is probably $250,000. To build that retaining wall, and we'd have the same issue 10 years from now or 15 years from now, as well as the sidewalk that's up there. I'm not sure if you guys noticed, the sidewalk is actually moving away from the curb. I could literally put my foot in there today, and that's not a safe situation. That sidewalk was repaired, Paul estimated maybe 5 to 6 years ago, and it's already sinking back down that hill. So portions of that sidewalk we want to look at, not near the handicap entrance. We would take that sidewalk out, grass that area, leave the curb so that no one feels like they're going to drive off the edge, but fix that permanently instead of continuing to put money into that sidewalk and watch it sink down the hill as we go. A couple of the other things you'll see some pictures of that I provided for you. Some of the stone that's in the existing retaining wall we want to use to repair the retaining wall around the gym. But the edges of that, I'm not sure how, you know, just over time, people bumping into it, maybe snowboards, and it could be anything into there. But the corners of that are all starting to crack off. So we want to repair that system right there, as well as add the drains and do additional mulch work around the benches that are on the playground. So right now there's three companies that that Paul's been working with. Mills Landscaping is working with us right now to put a proposal together to actually do the digging of the everything in that area, changing the slope of the land, dig the dirt out, and regrade everything. Reed Landscaping is working with us to then come in and seed it, cover it, move all the plants that are there now. Mrs. Baker and Mr. Jones have a plan on reusing some of those plants to some existing areas. We've had some of our stuff die since the building is open. So there's a lot of work going back there, but we know we're very confident we could fence that area off. It's not going to affect the kids on the playground because they just never went over on that side, period, anyway. But we will put a snow fence around that to make sure that there is a barrier for us there. And then Paul's company is also doing some of the labor as far as what's going to be going in there, the trucking purposes. So total project cost between three different vendors could be up near $30,000, where we were looking at $250,000 to just redo a retaining wall that really nobody sees unless you're on the playground. So it's hard to even say it's got a high aesthetic value to the building. Any questions on that? I know I threw a lot at you in the playground side.
I just think on the entrance to the gym, the old entrance to the gym, we had a swimming pool in there. That's why our water, I guess it's been fenced off now. So we did it right. Rather than just putting tar over it, we did it with putting a little roof over it so it should last most of our lifetimes. Do it right once. Steps we're taking are trying to preserve this beautiful building that we have. So it's worked out real well.
Yeah, and I just want to, I mean, Paul has put in an amazing amount of work into this project. I mean, because he's on the phone constantly trying to find people that can come up with ideas that can help save us money. I know, you know, we'll get some bills from, but it's not even close to the amount of work and the stuff that's gone on. Just the playground alone, what we did in the last week. Patrice, your husband, was out there working away. I mean, these guys worked. And I know in order to get the mulch, Paul just took his own truck over to Della Quadri's because they couldn't get a truck over on Saturday, so he just took his own truck over and did it for us. So I can't thank him enough for that. So. But I definitely wanted to make sure that you guys were comfortable with these steps. All the POs will be below the threshold amount. I could bring them all back in a special meeting. I'll leave that up to you guys how you want to handle that. But we are definitely ready to move on this so we can get it done early now so that we'll have a chance to get the grass to grow maybe a little bit before the season's over here and make it as clean as we can back there.
I mean, the only part that they got, I mean, the part around the corner is going to be their most difficult.
Digging around the retaining wall around the building?
Well, not only that, just, you know, if that, to, they're not able to mess with the grade that is existing, is what Paul said. So I'm just trying to picture how they're going to get the water to run away from that area.
Yeah. Well, there will be a couple of drains I know they're talking about installing there, too, that at least can help take what they can't get away. At least there'll be access points now.
Because there's no active drains at all on that
side.
You'd
have to go all the way to the catch basin that we put the new concrete around that you saw. Right. That's the closest drain to that corner. So how they've dropped all the retaining wall drains right into that corner, it's right on the building too. Right. So there's no gap between the drainage and the building. It just sits right there.
So it drains to the spot? There's no drain taking it away?
No. It just comes right out of the bottom of that retaining wall. It just sits in the grass.
And then because of gravity, it's not going to go up the hill.
Exactly. Yep. Huh. And so there's nothing that the custodians have been able to do. It's been a swampland, I would say, would be the best way to put it, basically since the building opened up. And just so we wanted to make sure, too, Paul and I met with Chris Tolnar from GPD just to go over what Paul's thoughts were. Here's what I've done. Here's what we're considering doing because we wanted their, you know, kind of a second look at it. Someone that we're working with extensively looked at the project too and was very comfortable with that. And also said he can't believe it was built in that hole, but that's neither here nor there. So that became an issue. If there's no other questions on the playground, I did want to also present to you yesterday afternoon when they were here for the pre-bid meeting on the elevator. They did bring out what their initial drawings for the facility would be down on Second Street. What they're looking for from us right now is a blessing on the location of the field and the parking lots so that they can begin the rough grading part. There doesn't need to be any decisions right now on the actual stadium and some of the little smaller design features inside that stadium, like as far as what size of the bleachers. None of that needs to be decided now. They need a green light as far as the location of the stadium and the parking lot. Something that we looked at, there is a secondary parking lot that you see on the, and I hope you guys can see it.
That's what I was going to ask. Is that what that is?
That's something that we hadn't seen before. We did talk to them about the fact that originally we had the home side of the stadium next to all the parking because we wanted to make that, but that would have also put our people looking into the sun. And so we made the decision to flip the home side and the visitor side so that our home fans and our home team will not have to look into the sun during a game. But that also put us farther away from the parking lot. So I think GPD tried to come up with a design there that would get us some parking near the home side. But that does get us a little bit closer to the gravel road that's existing right now on McDonald Avenue. So our decision would have to be what kind of traffic load do we feel comfortable with putting on that road? Are there any options? We are investigating with the county. It is a county road, I've been told. Joe Steinis was going to meet with Randy Smith just to ask him if we had any options with that road. Would they ever consider paving it, things of that nature. But we also talked about a tree line. Because if you remember right now, we did leave a tree line along the property there to try to give the residents that live there a little bit of a buffer. If we do the two rows of parking there, that tree line would be taken up. Now, we would have some space to replant a new tree line, but that would be something we'd have to make that decision on as well.
Did they give you any feedback on the...
I do have that elevation map. I'm sorry, that is in my office too, as far as how far they're going to have to go down, how to get that grade to where they want it to be. There's elevation maps for the stadium as well as both parking lots. Yeah, currently that the design that you see, the smaller parking lot that runs along McDonald Avenue would contain about 103 spots, and the main parking lot has 289, I believe. Right now, the new parking lot that was put up there, I think, is approximately 125 spots that are sitting behind the stadium. So that would basically be the equivalent of the size of the lot that's on the other side. So we'd be adding approximately almost 300 new parking spots. You want to bring it? I can get you that elevation. You want me to bring it in so you can take a look?
No, I was just wondering about the soil testing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm not sure if
they found anything that they didn't want to find.
Nothing that was a concern to them.
They may have shrunk it.
There's quite a bit of digging and leveling that they have to do, but they had no concern about anything they found during the sample.
Did they adjust the larger parking lot down to reflect?
They did.
Okay,
yes.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, originally that parking lot was closer to almost 400 spots. I think they did adjust that down to keep us in that 400 range and split it between two parking lots. A couple of the other comments that we looked at, they give us several options you'll see up there for the shot and disc. We looked at that yesterday, and I also met with Coach Dimitrovich today because I wanted to see his opinion on what he thought the shot and disc. We did find the locations that would be, the discus would be on the bottom that you see along the park between the small parking lot.
Yep. The discus here.
Yeah, that would be option one for the discus, and the shot put would be there too. There is a sidewalk currently designed to go around the entire stadium, so people could be standing on the sidewalk and see the track and as well as see the discus, and then go to the other side, they'd be able to see the shot and the disc as well. For our athletes, there'd be a path right there for them, and you're talking about 120 yards between the shot and disc. So that would keep everything contained in that area. And they were both... Lou was very pleased. He likes when they're outside of the track. Instead of trying, there were options up there to put the shot inside the track, but he thought this was a better option. We've also looked at options for where to put the band shell. knowing that we can make that decision though once the actual stadium starts, we see the build and we'll know exactly where we want to go. And that is 220 feet down there for the disc. We made sure it was large enough to contain some of our throwers.
Looks good. It's exciting.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah. He said with our blessing, he said they would have the rough grade package together in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks, the rough grade package would be together and ready to go.
What's your completion time?
Completion time, they still say we'd be done in spring. Yep.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Anything else? Well, in that case, we would. This is going to be record.
Yeah. Can I show you? Can I real quick?
Sure.
Yeah, I brought these out. I wanted to let you.
You want to drag this behind.
This project started. I'm saying of our coaches were here. Did this? They came to our athletic council. Mr. Krumpak started this last year. We had brought all our head coaches together. Started talking about some of the gymnasium projects we could do. And in our gym, we had a lot of different pictures. Everything was different sizes, different shapes. Some were color. Some were black and white. So we wanted to make a decision to honor all our state champions. So through some work that Mr. Krumpak started, then we continued that this summer, and through the help of the Greg Dixon Memorial Fund that Mary Dixon donated to the school, and obviously he had a strong passion for all of our athletics. So this was something that she was excited about doing, that we could honor all of our state champions. So there are 18 of these right now. No, I can even... There are 18 of these that we're going to work on putting in the gym over the next couple of weeks. I didn't want to stress Tom out too much with the start of school, so next week Tom Amico is going to start putting these up into the gymnasium so everybody can see these here. So 18 of these in total for track, cross country, football, basketball. So it's very exciting. For a small school to have 18 state championship banners, it's pretty impressive.
Is there room for more?
There's room for more. It'll be a challenge, but we're looking forward to that challenge of where to find additional space. So I got a couple of them up here. So if anybody wants to come look at these after, and if there's one in specific you want to see, let me know, and we'll uncover it. There's about 18 of them stacked on top of each other. So something we were moving forward on, I wanted to share that with you guys today. So and don't forget the Billy Goat this Saturday. You're around. It'll be a great event. They're expecting over 1,000 runners. So 3,000 people they expect in the village Saturday morning. So it should be a great day. Working with the police and fire department too, we have a great thing going right now with Chief Woodley and Chief Stitt. We have we got a whole plan together. There'll be medical tents, medical stations, four officers on duty patrolling the entire park area, and three different medical stations will be set up. So it should be a good
day. Excellent.
And we are running through the district.
Yes.
I told you before, yes. So we have a separate fund set up for it, for the revenues and expenses. Teams will be signing up final at the day of, and then we will invoice them to get payment afterwards.
It's been a new journey for us, but...
Brandon hit the ground running.
Yeah, he did hit the ground running.
Brandon Gates, take a breath.
Good job.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you haven't seen volleyball, I would suggest you go. I had no expectation going, and extremely competitive, high quality already. It was really exciting. Really, really nice moment for McDonald. Okay, then we would entertain at 7:53 a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion to amend, Mr. Capozzello, and second by Mrs. Clace. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. We stand adjourned.
7 a.m.